Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. I'm on a little later today due to the ball game, but that's okay. Those games out of the way, too.
That's right.
We've got Amber Boyan from Immi Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota, registered dietitian nutritionist, to tell us all about our health and nutrition and how to stay healthy. And welcome back.
Yeah, that's all right. Of that. Thank you.
Well, today we're going to talk about eating weeds.
We are.
That's basically your topic, right? Well, tell us about that.
Well, this one might ruffle a few feathers because I know there's a lot of mixed feelings about lawns. And we have the Chamber's Yard of the Month coming up which is very exciting. And if you follow some of my advice today, you might not win Yard of the Month.
Okay.
I'm not going to win Yard of the Month anyway.
So.
But one of the things that that is not native necessarily is grass. So the grass that we use doesn't have a lot of benefit. Doesn't have a lot of benefit for our health. It doesn't have a lot of benefits for our pollinators. It's not naturally grown here. But people like their lawns, right?
They do.
People like their lawns.
Green,
people pay a lot of money.
Weed free.
That's right. They pay a lot of money for a good lawn. They spend a lot of time. When we lived in the Twin Cities, our neighbor across the street, I swear I was out there with a scissors, like manicuring his lawn every day.
You were doing that too, I remember.
Not quite. Yeah. Not quite. And well, I support it. I support having a beautiful yard and landscaping and all of those wonderful things and gardening. But those weeds that we work so hard to get rid of might actually carry some benefit for us. So we're going to talk a little bit today about all those things that we work so hard to get rid of and what we can do instead.
Might even save on your grocery bill.
It could save on your grocery bill and improve your health quite a bit.
Eat the weeds out of your yard.
Yeah. That's right. Just don't spray them first.
Okay. And know which ones you're eating, I suppose.
Know what you're eating. There's a few disclaimers that come with this conversation. And the first one is always talk to your care team. So there are certainly things in your yard or growing in your garden that you're wanting to get rid of that might be great for you. But just like I would never encourage somebody to take a medication without talking to their doctor and their care team, herbs can actually be really, really powerful as well. So before we incorporate some of these things, it's just good to let your doctor know because it might interact with the medication that you're taking. It can have an impact on certain health conditions. So always, anytime we add in herbs, which tend to be a little more potent than just our vegetables, anytime we're adding in some of these extra things, just good to let your care team know that you're doing it. Don't forage from areas that are not your lawn if they may have been treated. So for example, don't go to the city park if they've maybe sprayed for dandelions and eat the dandelions that are now filled with chemicals. That is not good for your health. But dandelions that haven't been sprayed, I feel like in town, maybe you've seen this too, I feel like there's a lot of dandelions this year. Do you feel like there's more dandelions than usual?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Tons of dandelions.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
And in the eyes of my 3 and almost 6-year-old, they are beautiful. And they are beautiful. If we take a moment to step back, that rich yellow color is not only pretty, it's actually loaded with nutrition. So the flowers of dandelions are loaded with beta carotene, which we get from a lot of our yellow and orange vegetables. And you can toss those dandelion flowers right into a salad. Have you ever done that before?
No, it's a regular basis.
Yeah.
No, I've never tried that. Yeah.
So you can make add those to your salad for color, for nutrition. You can make a tea out of them. So you can boil them in water and make a tea. You can also infuse them into oil or buy oil that has dandelion infused into it. The leaves of dandelions are part of our group of dark green leafy vegetables. So they're loaded with vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K, even folate, and a few other things like potassium. So they fit into a salad, cooked or raw, and are a great option to eat as well. And then the roots. If you dry the roots of dandelion, you can make a tea that's actually very similar to coffee. And the roots of dandelion are filled with inulin, which is a prebiotic or something that's really good for our gut health. So every part of that dandelion that we work so hard to get rid of actually has a lot of nutritional support for our body. It can help reduce inflammation. It helps support our body's natural detoxification pathways. It helps support our gut health. And it provides us all of those vitamins and minerals. So before you get the sprayer out this year,
Dig them out.
Before we vilify all these dandelions, consider maybe trying to eat a few of them. Easy, right?
All right. I was doing that over in the Tweets yard next door, and they told me to knock it off.
You were eating their dandelions?
I was.
Yeah, just out there with the rabbits?
Right.
Well, dandelions aren't the only thing in your yard that you could actually find some benefit from. Stinging nettle. Have you ever found stinging nettle in your yard before?
No, I think so.
It doesn't feel good when you touch it. So if you do forage this one, make sure you're wearing gloves. And don't eat it raw because it's not going to feel very good. Stinging nettle has little barbs on it that can be really irritating. But when we use stinging nettle, we see it in a lot of different types of supplements. But you can, again, steep it in water and make a tea out of it, making sure it hasn't been sprayed by anything, making sure we wash it. But stinging nettle has actually been shown to be effective for helping with things like arthritis and hay fever. So most of us could use a little benefit in the hay fever world, at least in our family.
I think I could use it in both areas these days.
Yeah. So stinging nettle is another one. Purslane. Have you heard of that one before?
Heard of it. Couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a horticulturalist, so you've got better
Let's
people than
Paul
me.
Let's ask Paul Ramo. Maybe he knows.
There we go. Yeah. You've got better people than me on the air for that. But it's another weed that we commonly find in our garden or in our yard. And it's been shown to be helpful with, again, reducing inflammation. It's got a lot of antioxidants in it, like beta carotene. It's got vitamin E. It's got some omega-3s. It's got vitamins A and C. And that's another one that you can steam it or put it into smoothies or add it into omelets and can help with even something like insomnia. There's other things, too, in your yard, like wood sorrel, certain mushrooms, all sorts of things that we can find out there in our gardens, in our yards, that can actually have a lot of nutritional benefit. Now, we did talk about, you know, making sure you know where you're foraging, making sure you talk about your care team. Also, making sure that you have a good identification of what you're eating. So the University of Minnesota Extension Services, they have a great website that talks a little bit about foraging, but there's lots and lots of information from reputable sites on the internet that can help you make sure that you're not finding things that are actually harmful for your health or toxic. So while there's so much great stuff in your yard or in our area that can be helpful to our health, just really important to know what you're picking and what you're eating. Dandelions are kind of a nice one because they're pretty easy to identify.
Pretty obvious. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty obvious what you have. So that can be a great place to start. Again, just knowing where you're taking it from, knowing the foraging laws and regulations in your area. But in the state of Minnesota, foraging is allowed as long as you're only using it for personal use and not to sell. So, go out there, take a look through your yard, see what you can identify, see if there's anything out there before you start spraying, before you start manicuring that lawn. And I know, like I said, I know everybody loves their lawns. I'm not here to take that away. But just think about what you can do with some of those weeds that are maybe better for you than we think.
It's also handy, good to know if you get stuck on a desert island or lost in the woods or something.
You know,
you never know when that might happen.
It's so true. Yeah. I actually work with I have a coworker who is phenomenal with foraging, and she does this all the time when we go on little nature hikes, and she'll walk people around and show you what different things you can eat out of there, because there is so much just in our natural environment that we can add in, and tons of cultures have been doing this for millennia, using all of these things around us. So certainly buy food at the grocery store, but there's a few things you can get for free too.
Very good. Great topic.
Thank you.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? And we're seeing all that stuff pop up now. Like we said, I feel like more than usual.
Now I'm going to feel bad when I go out and spray my dandelions.
Eat your dandelions. Yeah. Make yourself a big dandelion
salad. Grab a
salad
first.
That's right.
Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions on this or other topics dealing with nutrition, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely.
Drop me a message.
Yep. You can find me online. You could find me at immunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at immunutrition. And we can certainly talk about this or any other topic. And just one last time, if you're going to add these things in, just make sure you let your care team know and make sure you know what you're doing.
All right. Well, good having you on the air here. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get out and do a little foraging here before lunch.
I love it. Add it in.
All right.
All right.
See you next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.